Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Everything costs more. That's your weekend. that's what the news is right now. Everything costs more. Everything sucks, except there's no pandemic.
Remember when you flew to D.C. for $29?
Nope, never.
Oh, no, that never happened.
Never happened. All right. So that's what the news does every night right now. Everything costs more.
Yeah, it's been like that for a long time.
No, only now because of Brandon.
Oh, yeah. that game last night, and then one team was the Gretna Dragons.
Yes, they
and
are.
At one point, I thought I heard a Let's Go Brandon chant, and I'm like,
Let's Go Dragon.
No.
Let's
I'm
go
like, Dragon. Really? Your kid gets this far, and you're like, do you think that's funny? But then I was like, oh, Dragons.
Good.
Dragons is a nice, inoffensive nickname. Because it's a mythical character.
Yeah, they don't exist.
And you can't get offended by the mythical character.
Next thing you know, dragons are going to bench. No, they always do that. When they change that chief name, and it will happen. Mainly because of this. Now, you'll be there, Nick. They flexed your game. Mm-hmm. You'll be there a couple Sunday nights from now. And when they start doing the tomahawk chop, you will not do it. I know you. You're a better person than that.
Right.
Well, your kids feel like they have to do it.
I'm trying to talk my youngest out of doing it.
Okay. But he's not going to listen to you, is he?
No.
Yeah. He said the chief game.
He's all about it.
Yeah.
He'll walk around the house going, like before the game, like an hour before the games and stuff. It was heartbreaking. After they lost that Super Bowl.
They lost this past year. That's right.
He was in the shower and playing.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that is sad.
Is that the one where they didn't score a touchdown?
Yeah. It is.
That Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Isn't that one of those things where, like, if he's walking around kind of singing the tomahawk chop, you just squirt him with a squirt bottle to make him stop, right. Carry it around? No. Well, no.
The problem with that is all these adults in Kansas City don't care. So if you're a little kid, nobody tells you it's wrong, you know?
Right, like I'll be the outlier.
Yeah, you'll be the outlier, of course, sure.
Or you'll videotape it, put it on Twitter just to own the libs. I'd like
Could
to see
do
you
that.
Do a little more of that. Yeah. I'd like to see you do a little more lib owning.
Well, at least get into a fist fight with a Bronco fan while you're there. Maintain some of the traditions of Arrowhead.
Right. Well, like you said,
no, how old
get Peronis in a couple weeks and pee on them.
How old are the kids?
That's fine to do. 18 and 13. One's going to the game.
One of them's a Bronco fan?
He started out as a Bronco fan just to piss me off.
And changed it to Patriots.
And then became a Patriots fan.
Oh, okay.
Right when Malcolm Butler had that interception in the Super Bowl, he turns around and he's like, I'm a Patriots fan. And I was like, thank God.
So none of them have a Bronco jersey on?
No.
All right. Because Chief fan, drunk Chief fan, likes to yell at 12-year-olds.
They do.
With Bronco jerseys on.
Yeah.
And try to pick a fight with them. Because they're tough. They're tough like that.
It's going to be a completely different experience at that game
than
it'd be at night.
Yeah, nobody's going to be drunk at all. Are you in the upper level?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, who was talking? Oh, that's
Porter.
Porter was talking about that. But if there's trash, basically. By the way, that's Kansas City. Kansas City's own Chris Porter said everybody in the third level is trash. That's his line. Do not yell at me.
Like, I thought
everybody.
I thought we got decent seats.
Well, if you've been up there, you know he's right.
No, I've been up
not
there.
Not you. Of course not you.
People around you are trash.
Everybody else in the third level.
I'm pretty sure we're coming up on the anniversary here. That drunken Chief fan getting in my stepson's face when he was 12 was the first Thanksgiving night game.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Early aughts. Right. Yeah, that had to be a good 10, 12 years ago, maybe more.
It was on this date in 1904, fullback Sam McAllister was literally thrown for a touchdown to give Tennessee a 7-0 win over at Bama. McAllister wore handles on a wide leather belt, and his teammates actually threw him over the defense for the score.
Was that's he a dwarf? Awesome. They made that illegal after that,
you can't
right?
Can't do that anymore.
Handles, I love that.
That's a shame.
It would be great. It was like dwarf tossing. You know, they looked down on that too. Yeah, you know.
Well, it was before the baby stroller trick.
That's funny. That's a great. I wish I had video of that. They probably did, obviously.
What year was that?
Early 1900s.
It was.
I would assume they enacted some legislation against that shortly afterwards.
The day after, right.
That had to be pretty early into football itself.
That was 04.
So was he the first forward pass?
Yeah, technically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he was. He wore loops on his belt. We'll say so. It's for another reason, by the way. It's for us to grab onto, you know.
Be the 15th anniversary, Todd, of your stepson getting yelled at.
Yeah.
Okay.
2006 was when they expanded it to 3 games.
We are told that celebrities in China can no longer show off wealth or extravagant pleasure.
But you can have it, right?
On social media. Yeah, you just can't show it.
Yeah,
you know why they don't want the masses to get restless. That's why.
No. Yep. They say celebrity and fan club accounts must follow public order and good customs, adhere to correct public opinion orientation and value orientation.
What is this, China?
Promote socialist core values and maintain a healthy style and taste. It is China.
See, that's socialism right there, not what we got here. All right.
Right. Not healthcare.
No.
Or
which you would all use and you'd all love.
And they love the biggest socialist operation in the world, the U.S. military.
Of course they do.
Who? Huh? Yeah, if you want to shut down a socialist argument,
right.
Throw that in there and
go away. You're assuming they got a brain.
No, they do and they go away. Yeah. They got nothing after that. Oh, I love them.
So what happens to these people if they do post something?
They probably get their heads vanish. Cut off. Yeah.
They
vanish. Or they
disappear.
They have a picture of you at dinner where you're not, and you act like you're everything's fine.
They put her
like that tennis chick.
Yeah, is she not okay?
I'm at dinner. I'm fine. I'm fine.
They put her
nobody's
in a little dungeon where tennis players go.
Yeah, this is not. This is a real living room where I'm having dinner.
Is she done playing tennis?
I am now. I retired because this creep banged me. Against my will, it all stuck to the tape.
And what did she say?
And now I'm just waving. I don't even know. There's clues in that video. They say that obviously she was kind of forced to be there.
No, but she spoke out, right? And that's why
She said the guy forced himself on her, and he said it was consensual dating. And if you look at her, look at him, you believe her. He was an old party official just macking on some young tennis chick. It's gross.
And if the professional tennis wouldn't have created the uproar they did, it really wouldn't have been.
Wouldn't have mattered.
Nobody would have known.
Right, exactly, because people that the Venus and Serena and all these people said, hey, where is this girl? You know, and we play against her.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious she's missing when she's like not there for her match.
Not there, right, yeah.
San Francisco's DA is filing formal charges against suspects connected to the organized retail thefts in the upscale Union Square.
You know what's crazy about that is they ran out, by the way, and just got in. There were cars just waiting for them.
Yeah.
Like people brought their car. Hey, you go and I'll stay out here.
8 people got arrested for Friday night's vandalism and looting at the Louis Vuitton store. They're going to face felony charges. More arrests are pending after dozens of thieves made off with the shop's luxury handbags. All cars now will no longer be able to access Union Square between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. thanks to the flash mob-style thefts.
Well, I was surprised. I've been in that area in San Francisco, and I was surprised that you could run out and hop in a car and go, okay, go. Well, I can't. It's crowded. I mean, there's so many cars. Downtown San Francisco, you're not racing around. I mean, this isn't Bullet. You're waiting. Oh, I'll go, but there's a red light and there's a lot of traffic.
So I think they did this. It was at night.
It was, but so there's probably still a lot of cars.
Yeah, so, probably a little less traffic at night.
Maybe a little, but still, it's still a busy, small city. I mean, well, a big city, small area. You know. Where are we going to go? I don't know, around the corner.
Prominent shopping areas in California have reported a dramatic increase in smash and grab type crimes over the last several years. These store takeover robberies, they say, the trend starting to make its way from Northern California to Southern California.
I saw one guy running out in the one video. It looks like he has just a couple shirts under his arm. Granted, they might be expensive shirts, but it's still just like you're risking your whole future, whatever. Maybe you are just a professional criminal for two shirts.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Walking in with a hammer, busting stuff and ripping it off, running out with two shirts. Now, what if they have that little ink thing on there? Then you got two shirts. Then you got two shirts with holes in them.
Yeah,
because you try to, you have to cut around that, and then there's a big hole in your shirt.
Yeah, you would have to be strategic about what you grab.
Right. Now, there were people that took jewelry and slammed into stuff, but I did see the one video show. It literally was like he's got like two shirts he's running out. I'm thinking, all you got, dude? He hops into a car. What?
He's like, damn, these are mediums.
That's another one.
Well, say what you want, but I view these people as patriots.
Yep. Oh, no, I don't. They're criminals.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I mean, I saw a bunch of people running out of like a Louis Vuitton store. I mean, I kind of get that because you could carry a lot of those, and they're thousands of dollars a piece.
Exactly, I do. Yeah.
But, you know, a couple of shirts.
Nope.
Eh.
Patriots, all of them.
Nope, go to jail.
Just for smashing and grabbing stuff?
Well, they were black, a lot of them.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Duh.
Now I got to
see how quick that changes.
That changes everything, Whitey.
That piece of information.
Now it's not, what did the store do?
No. They're patriots.
It is interesting, though, that they let the traffic down near those. Because I'm thinking about other big cities I've been in where there's big shopping areas. Right. And a lot of times you can't. Those streets are not just for foot traffic only.
Yeah, but
they turned it into a shopping village.
Right.
Like there's a 16th Street Mall in Denver. It's a big, long strip of street with, it's all foot traffic. Yeah. You can't drive down
there. Like a bus can go down there.
Yeah, like a trolley or something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. But you can sleep there.
Lots of people do.
Oh, yeah, you can live there.
Oh. Well, then why am I getting a hotel when I go to Denver?
Because...
I don't know how well you would fare on those streets at night.
I don't know how you would hold up.
You don't want to sleep in your own poop, and I'm thinking, no, that's not true. Yeah.
I got a sleeping bag.
Yeah. You might not fit in.
They're telling me you bang goats for street cred.
Well, that would help.
No, even the homeless go, get out of here.
Like, dude.
Sick freak.
It's not helping your cause, man.
No, I think you'd be a novelty if you brought your goat and the sleeping bag.
I don't actually have one. A sleeping bag? Todd has one he can borrow. He'll wash it. Oh, I'm not taking Todd's sleeping bag.
Just crawl inside your goat and take a nap.
It's brand new.
Yep.
Never been pissed in.
Yet. All of it comes with the yet caveat.
Yet.
No, I think that's over. I think my pissing in the altogether? Sleeping bag days are over. Because first of all, I camp less.
Piss inside your sleeping bag.
That's key.
You can't what? You can't pee? Is that what you said?
He camps less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fewer opportunities.
Yeah.
My favorite is peeing through the mesh door.
That's my favorite, too.
Yeah, I likely won't duplicate that.
You got so close.
Again.
You knew it needed to be outside, but damn, the screen door was closed. Well, most times you don't have that opportunity because it's not that big a tent, right? I mean, that had to be big enough for you to stand up in, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was.
Yeah. That's not the little one-man tent.
No, you can't.
Well, it's a one-man tent. It's usually a two-man tent, but Todd sleeps in a one-man tent.
Stand up in that one.
Right. It was Christy in the tent with you?
Yeah, that night.
She didn't camp with him anymore.
And that was the last time she went.
Right. I got up and had to take a piss last night. And had the night sweats going on.
Yep.
Yeah, so I wanted to cool off. I stepped outside on the deck.
And pee right off the
deck?
Cooling
off a little bit. I said, I'll just pee right here.
Perfect.
So I did.
I would, too, if I were you.
You throw the alarm clock to the bottom of the yard for old time's sake. I'd be afraid that would wake me up too much.
Being outside,
stepping outside in the cold night air.
Oh, yeah, the night alcohol sweats.
It felt great.
Yeah.
It wasn't really that cold.
No, it was pretty nice.
I thought it would be colder.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I've seen a review of the Arby's vodkas, the crinkle fry flavored vodka and the curly fry vodka. And it's basically, if you didn't get to try it.
And I haven't.
You're not missing out.
All right.
I imagine.
Well, do you think there was going to be a good review? I mean, come on. People just wanted to review that badly.
Yeah, is this vodka snobs talking?
Right.
Partially, yeah.
If you're ordering vodka that's infused with French fries, it's going to taste like what you think it tastes like.
Yeah.
It's French fries.
Well, no. Yes. They said that the crinkle fry flavored vodka was a little oily, tasted like drinking fat.
Well, so that's what it tastes like, eating those crinkle fries.
Right. Gloppy.
Gloppy?
What about the other stuff? The curly fry.
The curly fry vodka was a little bit better, distilled with cayenne, paprika, onion, and garlic. None of it really came through in the sniff test.
All right.
They said it smelled a little bit more like meat.
Meat vodka.
Oh. Say that like it's a bad thing.
Okay, that's next.
But it wasn't as viscous as the other one.
Still want to try for ourselves, though.
And I bet it would still taste great made into a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. Both of them sound great with Bloody Marys.
Yeah,
right.
They sound, right. They are better in Bloody Marys, right. But not the Bloody Mary kit that was sent along with it.
Oh, no, I'd make my own Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary sounds great.
Well, who's gonna buy that and then, like, mix a vodka tonic? That's not what that's for.
No, I don't even like Tito's in a vodka tonic because it's got that weird
flavor
to it.
Are they even going
to
make any more? They're not going to make any more.
No.
Well, why wouldn't they at this point?
It's
brilliant
out.
Marketing.
Right, because the novelties, it's done. It's over.
I'd buy it.
Mission accomplished.
Still.
The mission is probably just telling us that they have crinkle cut fries.
Right.
But
They're
at the same time, they've sold enough
vodka.
Of this stuff.
No, if they would, though, if they sold in stores, I'd buy one.
It would depend on how complicated it is to make. If it's a pain in the ass to make, I bet they won't make any.
Take regular vodka, you throw fries in it, and let it then drain the fries out.
It's twice the cost of regular vodka.
Of course it is. I'd still buy one.
Well.
Yeah, but you wouldn't buy it on a regular base.
No.
It wouldn't be your go-to vodka.
But I want to try it.
That's why I don't think they're getting in the vodka business. I think they're done. This is it. If you didn't get one this time around.
They got a lot of free pub, though.
Yeah, they did.
That's the idea. They sucked us in.
Yeah, I want some curly fries right now.
Crinkle fry flavored vodka, they said, was a little sweet, containing a tame vanilla flavor with some rounder notes of potato.
What they should do is just do their whole list, like the market fresh turkey and Swiss vodka. I'd try that.
I'd try them
they
all.
Do, they do say that there was no way they would have identified it as a French fry flavored vodka.
I figured that.
Until they start feeding us and giving us vodka, I think we should stop talking about that.
I think you're right.
They haven't done dick for us.
They don't give us dick.
I think the next batch you go with the sauces. Yeah. You do the Arby sauce and the horsey sauce vodka.
I'll throw some horsey sauce in your vodka if you want me to.
I will, but they got to give their influencers their due.
Damn right,
That ain't happening.
Nick was pimping the rodeo burger
it's the
for
rodeo
years.
Burger.
You never got a free one.
I would drink that vodka, too.
That's Arby's? The rodeo
burger? No, it's Burger King.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Does sound good.
When does it not?
Didn't some dude get a hold of you? Because you've been pimping the rodeo burger for a long time. Somebody goes, oh, wasn't that great. You said, dude, it's $1.06.
Right, it's a dollar.
Shut up.
It's a little snack burger for a dollar. For what it is, it's pretty good.
It just sounds like we talk about this all the time. Social media, anything like that. No, if you don't, just don't comment on it, you know?
Yeah. Try it. It's not that great.
Comment on it.
Oh, where were you?
Just don't
out
comment.
A dollar and you had a burger with barbecue sauce and onion rings on it?
Yeah.
There's I love the
no losing in that situation.
Who the hell cares comment?
Oh my God.
And don't say anything. If
right.
You, if you truly don't care,
there was a.
You obviously care since you jumped in and commented.
And there's no room on that for Twitter where they choose to follow.
Right.
There was a post. This old bar I hung out with when I was in college. It's for sale now. And it was a bar and a club. I saw a lot of famous bands there. I actually brought a bunch of bands on the stage. And somebody put on their Facebook page, friends of mine, and said, hey, this place is for sale. The owner officially owned it. The guy owned it for 50 years. He's selling it. So all the comments, and I said, hey, man, I spent 2-3 years living in that place when I was in college. Loved it. Saw these great bands. Everybody's bang, 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 bang. Hey, it was a great time. If the walls could talk, great time. And all of a sudden, some dude goes, never been.
Just, what a dick. What the hell?
Never been.
Were you thinking, that's exactly the kind of perspective we needed? Yeah. We needed to talk to a guy
who's never been there. Never been. And he said it smarter. Never been to the place.
Well, if you've never been, it must not be cool.
But you know, he's the kind of guy that has to comment on every post.
Of course.
He scrolls across.
Of course.
I don't know anything about that. Next.
You see it all the time with TV shows. We talked about TV earlier in the show. I mean, people say, hey, I love, you'll see. I mean,
never watched it.
Yeah, I've seen that when it comes to, obviously all over the social media. Yellowstone just restarted up and a lot of people watch it. So people are saying, hey, I love these guys. And I see, oh, I can't wait for the next episode. And yeah, people who actually like the show are on these pages. And also, you see, never saw it. Okay.
Well, move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, then why say anything about it?
Right. Never even heard of it.
Because you're not involved, so you got to get in there and throw your crap out.
Yeah,
because
everybody wants to hear your opinion.
Right.
Well, that person is obviously all-knowing, and it's just an anomaly for them if they've not heard of anything, of something.
Now, I have been typing in the word 3 and 8 a lot. And for last week it was 3 and 7, but that's an actual comment, you know.
You may have to change that to 3 and 9.
I don't know.
After
Iowa.
This weekend.
Iowa.
Or 4 and 8.
Iowa. I'm telling you, the Huskers are, that's Friday. The Huskers are, they got nothing to lose, man.
It's still going to be a losing season regardless, but 4 and 8 does sound better than 3 and 9. They're both bad.
They're both horrible.
Yeah.
No, don't say they're bad. They're both horrible. Bad records. But you got that. You got that, Nick.
It just needs time.
Next year. It's always next year.
All next year. All back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.